This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The Federal Education Department has announced changes to the No Child Left Behind Act. That's the sweeping federal education law that mandates annual testing and evaluation of public schools. The changes are in response to a growing rebellion among educators and state lawmakers who view the No Child Left Behind Act as intrusive and unworkable. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Under the No Child Left Behind Act, no issue has been more contentious than the testing of students with disabilities. So Education Secretary Margaret Spellings is now offering states an olive branch.
Hi, everyone. This is Margaret Spellings.
After meeting privately with dozens of state education officials Thursday, Spellings fielded questions from reporters across the country during a conference call.
The current policy has been too restrictive. I've heard from a lot of educators. I've heard from parents. I've heard from teachers. And one of the things that I was focused on doing and said so in my confirmation hearing was that we needed to make No Child Left Behind work sensibly for parents and for families.
Under the law, Spellings explained, schools must test all students, including children with disabilities, to determine whether they're at grade level in reading and math. Only 1% is exempt. Now, 3% of all students will be allowed to opt out of standardized tests. That's a huge change because, according to government estimates, up to a third of children with learning disabilities would be allowed to take an easier test. The pressure to amend or relax some federal mandates under the No Child Left Behind Act has been building since it became law. 30 states have adopted resolutions critical of No Child Left Behind. In recent months, though, a few states angry about the amount of testing required by the law have threatened to ignore it, even if it means losing federal aid.
I don't know of research that clearly says that having more standardized testing increases the achievement of low-achieving students.
Dr. Betty Sternberg is Connecticut's state education commissioner. Connecticut doesn't test students every year or in every grade, as required by No Child Left Behind, so the state is asking for a waiver. Spellings has said no and chided Connecticut for even asking, says Sternberg.
I'd much prefer to be having this discussion in a conference room than in a courtroom, that's for sure.
Connecticut, in fact, is planning to sue the federal government because so much of what the law requires boils down to a huge unfunded mandate, according to the state's attorney general. Utah is another state where the legislature is also considering a bill that basically says to schools they don't have to comply with No Child Left Behind. Katie Haycock of the Education Trust, a children's advocacy group in Washington, says there's no point in negotiating with states that are intransigent.
In Connecticut, for example, not only is the achievement of black and Hispanic students way lower than that of white students, achievement has been flat or declining for 5 years. Do I have any confidence that the state of Connecticut ought to be allowed to do it its way? Absolutely not. And the same is true in Utah.
Although Haycock welcomes Spellings' efforts to relax some parts of the law that affect learning disabled students, she says it's important to remember why it was necessary for the federal government and Congress to step in to protect these students to begin with.
They did that because of the overwhelming evidence that many students with even very minor disabilities were not being educated to their full potential. The federal government's role here is to make sure they do. All of our future depends on the success of that and depends on the federal government standing its ground.
Spellings is not so much standing her ground as she is offering a carrot and a stick. She'll be flexible as long as test scores go up, the achievement gap between white and minority students narrows, and only the best teachers are allowed to teach. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.